this Monday morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The Indiana State Fair will reopen today at 8 a.m. with a public memorial service at 9 for the five people killed and dozens hurt in Saturday's stage roof collapse. Governor Mitch Daniels and his wife Sherry will be among those paying their respects.
The response by every responsible entity, Mayor Ballard's outstanding police and fire forces, our own Indiana State Police, the security force of the State Fair itself, emergency management personnel, was instantaneous and highly professional.
A gust of wind hit the grandstand stage just before 9 p.m., collapsing the stage as people waited for the group Sugarland to perform. Mike Zent was in the bleachers.
To think that, on a Saturday afternoon or evening, that a state fair can turn into, like, your last day, it's like, boy, I guess every day is a gift, you know?
Many victims have been released from area hospitals, while others remain hospitalized in various conditions. State and local authorities are investigating the weather and the structure that collapsed. WFYI's Marianne Holland will be at the memorial service this morning. The City County Council will hear the city's 2012 budget proposal tonight from Mayor Greg Ballard.
The economy makes it difficult. The recession, there's a lag in receipts, if you will, for the municipalities. And so the recession is hitting us. And now I'm hoping we don't have a double dip recession. That's going to be very difficult. We think we figured out how to get this done this year and hopefully next year also, because we're always trying to look out for the long term of the city.
The mayor is cutting $20 million from the annual budget. Public safety money remains intact. Other departments will see their budgets reduced by 6% and no layoffs are planned. A public hearing is planned tonight on redevelopment options for Mass Ave in the downtown cultural district, specifically the site of the old Indianapolis Fire Department station and offices. The meeting is from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Athenaeum. A southern Indiana city has won a $500,000 state grant to turn a former auto parts store into a new home for southeastern Indiana's social assistance agencies. The Community Development Block Grant will be used to renovate the building for Madison's Clearinghouse Working Group, which has more than 100 partners in a dozen counties. Those include churches, community foundations, and dozens of community groups and volunteers. The State Board of Accounts is asking the commissioners in northern Indiana's Stark County to explain what authority they used to remove the county treasurer from office. The deputy state examiner says while there are processes to remove elected officials, he's not sure commissioners used the proper one when they voted last week to oust Linda Berlork. Commissioners took the action after a State Board of Accounts audit. They say that although the agency found inaccuracies in the 2009 audit, it didn't recommend removing Berlork. WFYI weather, today through Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Today's high 79, low tonight 60, highs tomorrow and Wednesday about 85. Thursday partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 84. And Friday and Saturday mostly sunny with highs near 85. Right now in Indianapolis, it's mostly clear and 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon.